Bishurchem, Boker Tov. We're doing Daf Gimel today. With Hashem, today's class should be for the Refuah Shalom of all the Cholim. We pray Shalom Amesara David Ben Rachel, Yifah Ben Devar, Rishka Ben Dechavir, Rishka Ben Esther. Shalom Amesara, Efraim Ben Ayam, Moshe Ben Chanan, Yifah Ben Niriam, Yevda Ben Yifah, Chayasar Ben Tzibchan, Rechad Ben Chanan, David Ben Sez, Mechem Ben Mekah, Niriam Ben Yochavid, Aziza Ben Niriam, Chanan, Diana Ben Naomi, Nerechel Esther Bat Tamar, Hoda Abdil Ben Nishmad, Liel Dina Ben Ephraim, El Shav Bat Aaron, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, and Binyamin Ben Yitzchak. We're holding at the bottom of Bit Amud Bit. Today we're going to be learning about the importance of Torah, of learning Torah, and a very beautiful daf. So the Gemara says we're three lines from the bottom. Ve'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ve'itemar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. He's saying this line because we just brought a phrase in his name, so we're bringing another phrase in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he says, Minatzpach tzofim amarum. These letters of Mem Nun Sadi Pei Kaf that they have a different way of writing them in the middle of the word and a different way of writing them when it's a sofit, when it's at the end of the word. He says the Nevi'im established it. The Nevi'im said it. The Gemara says, V'tizbera, is that possible? Is that the case? That the Nevi'im wrote it? V'aketiv ele ha-mitzvot. But it says in the Pasuk that these are the mitzvot. What does that mean? She'en navi rashay l'chadesh davar me'ata. That a navi is not allowed to renew a mitzvah from now. You cannot renew things. Right, but he's understanding it from here. He doesn't say renew mitzvah. He says you're not allowed to even renew the way you pronounce letters, the way you write letters. Okay. He's saying even to be mechadesh that you're not allowed. So he says ve'od, and also ha'amar Rav Chisda mem v'samech shabaluchot, the mem and the samech sofit on the tablets benes hayu amdin, they were standing in miracle. We just flipped the amud to Gimel Amud Aleph. They're standing in miracle. How? Because if you think about the mem and the samech, they're completely open. So there's nothing holding them. So the inside part of the letter, for it to not fall through on either side, because we know it was engraved through both sides. So for it to not fall through on either side is a completeness. It's a complete miracle. So clearly they had something like this before the Nevi'im. So the Gemara says, "In mehavahavu velo havu yade he beemtza teva vei besof teva." Yeah, they had this concept of the letters of the sofit that were at the end of the word, but they didn't know which one goes in the middle of the word and which one goes at the end of the word. Vatu sofim v'takinu petochin beemtza teva v'stumin basof teva. And the Nevi'im came and they established that the open letters, the non-sofit letters, go in the middle of the words, whereas the sofit letters go at the end of the words. You have kaf sofit, mem sofit, all of the end letters go at the end of the word. Sof sof, but still at the end of the day, ela ha-mitzvot. The pasuk says these are the mitzvot. She'en navi atid lechadesh davar me'ata. A navi is not allowed to renew anything. So how come the navi over here... How come the Navi over here, the Nevi'im, they said the Nevi'im renewed this? The Gemara says, "Ela shechachom mechazur yisdum." Really, they didn't. They weren't the ones who made these letters of Sofit. Rather, the Jewish people forgot it, and the Nevi'im came and reminded them and taught them again and reestablished these Sofit letters. V'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, we're saying another thing in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ve'itema Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. We're about six lines on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Some say Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says Targum shel Torah, the translation of the Torah, the Targum in the Torah says Unkulus hager amaro. It was Unkulus hager, right? That in part, if you look at any chumash on the inside, there's actually a beautiful Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah that discusses the story of Unkulus, how he became a convert, and he made other people convert and so on and so forth. But it's a beautiful story over there. But he's the one, Unkulus is the one who wrote that commentary, that Targum. Right, we're going to see. He wrote it. He says, Amaro, Mipi Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. It says he learned everything there as a commentary or as explanation to the Torah from his rabbis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Then he says, Targum Shal Nevi'im, the Targum of the prophets, Yonatan ben Uziel Amaro. That was Yonatan ben Uziel. Mipi Chagai Zachariah Malachi. He learned it from Chagai Zachariah Malachi. And it says, V'nizdazah is Eretz Yisrael Arbamot Parsa Al Arbamot Parsa. And Eretz Yisrael shook from the secrets that he revealed. Yeah, I don't think it's actually 400 parsot by 400 parsot. I think Doctor once told us this, that it's when it says 400 by 400, it's lav dafka. It's just a way of speaking. But he's saying it was such a beautiful perush that Yonatan ben Uziel made that the whole world was opened up from it. So the Gemara
in English, the whole world shook.
Exactly. Yatzta bat kol ve'amra, mi hu ze shegila setarai lebnei adam? Who is this who revealed my secrets to the people? Amad Yonatan ben Uziel al ragav. So Yonatan ben Uziel got up and said, ve'amar ani hu shegiliti sitrecha lebnei adam. He said, I revealed your secrets to the people. Galui ve'adu lefanecha sholo lechvodi asiti. He says, you know that I didn't do it for me, God. Ve'lo lechod beit abba, I didn't do it for my father's house. Ela lechvodecha asiti. I did it for your honor. Shelo yirbu machloket beis. So there's no machlok in Israel, and everybody knows these secrets. Ve'od bikesh liglot targum shen ktuvim. He also wanted to reveal the targum of the writings. Yatzta bat kol ve'amra lo dayecha. So this heavenly voice came out and said, no, you're not allowed to make a targum on the ktuvim. Why? My tama mishum deit beketz Mashiach, because it has the end of days when Mashiach will come, right in the book of Daniel, and so therefore he didn't want everyone to know when Mashiach will come. So he said, you're not allowed to make a targum on that. So the Gemara says, "V'targum shel Torah unkulus ager amaro." The targum on the Torah that was unkulus ager who wrote it. V'ha amar Rav Ika bar Avin amar Rav Chananel amar Rav. My dichtiv. What does it mean in the pasuk? What does it mean in the pasuk? V'yikra'u v'sefer Torah ha'Elohim meforash v'som sechel v'yavinu b'mikra. So what does this pasuk mean? So it takes word by word the pasuk. Vayikra'u b'sefer Torat Elohim ze mikra. That's talking about the mikra of the Torah. Miforash, when it says the word miforash clearly, ze targum, that's talking about the targum on the Torah. V'som sechel elu ha'psukin. And when it says som sechel, that's talking about the ends of the pasukim, where the pasukim end. Ve'yavinu b'mikra, and they understand the mikra, elu piskei ta'amim. That is the ta'amim that we sing the Torah in. So this is what he uses this pasuk to explain. Ve'amrila, and some say a little bit differently. Some say, no, that's not what it's talking about. The end of the pasuk, ve'yavinu b'mikra, is talking about elu ha'masoret. It's actually going on teaching us the tradition, a little bit different than what the first opinion. Exactly. The chaserot and yeterot, when we have, how do we explain this in English? When you're able to write something that's chaser, something's missing, ve'echan malen, where it would be filled, essentially. And this is, why is it difficult from this pasuk? Because if you're saying like that, then it's mashma that the targum was written much earlier. Already from the time of Ezra, from the second Beit HaMikdash. So clearly it wasn't Unkulus Ager who wrote it, if you're going like the second Perush. So clearly it's not Unkulus. So why are you coming and telling us that Unkulus wrote the Targum? The Gemara says, Shechachom v'chazur v'yisdum. He says, no, it wasn't Unkulus at first. It was in the time of Ezra. Then they forgot it, and Unkulus came and rewrote it again and reestablished it for all of Am Yisrael. Then the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna deoraita delo izdazea ve'adneviye de izdazea." Why, for the Torah, when they made a targum on the Torah, the world Eretz Yisrael did not shake, but when Yonatan ben Uziel made a targum on the Nevi'im, the whole world shook. So the Gemara says, "Deoraita mifarsha milta." The Nevi'e ikamila de mifarsha, ikamila de mistaman. Says in the Torah, everything is clear, right? But in the Nevi'im, there are things that are clear and there are things that are hidden. And so when he revealed them, those things that he revealed was so much more powerful in the sense because they weren't revealed to Am Yisrael yet. And so therefore all of those hidden things were a shock for all of Am Yisrael. And then it says, Dichtiv, as the Pasuk says, Bayomahu yigdal ha-misped v'Yerushalayim. The misped will grow in Yerushalayim, kemisped hadadrimon bebikat ha-Megidon. So the Gemara says, Ve'amar av Yosef, il male targuma da-haikra, lo yadana maika amar. If it wasn't for the targum on this, the translation on this pasuk that Yonatan ben Uziel wrote, we would not know what it's talking about, right? So he says, "Biyomahu." He explains what the targum says.
It's a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef that is going to pass away.
Right. So he says here, "Biyomahu yisgei mispeda b'Yerushalayim," that the eulogy will increase in Yerushalayim. Kemispeda de'achav bar Amri. Like the misped, like the eulogy of Achav, the katali yated hadadrimon ben tavrimon v'ramot gilad, that hadadrimon killed Achav, and so the misped would grow to be as big as, right, the misped, like he's saying, of Mashiach and Yosef would be as big as the eulogy of Achav. And then it says, "Ukemispeda di Yoshia bar Amon de katal yate paro chagira v'bikat magido," like the eulogy of Yoshia, who was killed by Paro, the crippled one, in Bikat Megiddo. So this is what, without the Targum, we would not know what this pasuk is referencing to, and so the Targum really opened up that secret. Ve'ra'iti ani, that is another pasuk, ve'ra'iti ani Daniel levadi et hamar'eh, so Daniel saw this vision, this nevuah, ve'anashim asher hayu imi lo ra'u et hamar'eh, and the people that were with me did not see the vision, the nevuah. Aval chareda gedola nefala alehem, they had a great fear, yivarchu b'chaveh, and they ran away to hide, because it was so scary. So he says, "Man ninu anashim." Who are these people? Amar b'Yirmiyah, v'itemer b'Yechiyah baraba, zechagai zechariah menachi. These are these three neviim. Says, "Inu adif minei, ve'iu adif minayhu." They are better than him, and he is better than them. So Gemara says, "What does that mean? Inu adif minei, the inu neviim, ve'iu lav navi. They are better than him because they're neviim, and he's not a navi." All right. Iu adif minayu, but he's better than them. The iu chaza ve'inu lo chazu. He says, but he's better than them because he saw the nevuah and they did not see the nevuah.
So how could he say a nevuah if he's not a navi?
Right. So that's why the Gemara didn't call it a nevuah. The Gemara called it a mar'eh. So he wasn't a navi because he only saw a mar'eh. He saw a vision, but he didn't get to see the nevuah. The nevuah, I guess there's a fine line difference between nevuah and a mar'eh. Huh? Doesn't tell us.
Definitely was sleeping.
Doesn't tell us. So the Gemara says, after the fact that they didn't see the vision, they didn't see the nevuah, why were they scared? So the Gemara says, that even though they didn't see it, but their mazal saw it. What does that mean, their mazal saw it? So they explained that in Shamayim, every single person has a mazal, has a a minister or has an official that is that's on top of you, that is controlling you upstairs, or that has, it's like your replica upstairs that is kind of seeing everything, overseeing it, sort of seeing it through your neshama in a sense. So basically, the mazal, his mazal saw this from upstairs, the person from upstairs, the malach upstairs, so therefore that's why they were scared.
Is that
what it means? So we'll stop for questions. Okay. So the Gemara says, "My takante," what's the way of fixing it? So, meaning if you're scared, what should you do in that? Sorry, I skipped the line. Amar avina, shema mina, hai man de mibayit, afagav de iu lo chazi, mazalei chazi, says if a person is afraid, even though you didn't see it, but your mazal did, your sar, your official upstairs saw it. She says, "My takante." So what should you do? Likre kriyat shema. You should read kriyat shema if you're scared. So he says, "Vi kaim b'makom atinofet." So if you're standing in a dirty place that you cannot read kriyat shema, what should you do? Linshuf miduchte arba garmide. He says you should jump from your place 4 amot. And if you jump from your place 4 amot, this is a takana to get it out of you. Ve'ilon, if you can't do that, or if that doesn't work, lemahachi, you should say like this. That these sheep are fatter than I. Meaning what? Throw the fear onto them. I want to get the fear and throw it onto them. Get the fear off of me. I don't want that on me anymore.
Because maybe in this particular place there is a danger, so you go Arba Amod, you're not in the same location, a different location.
Yeah, it could be.
People cannot touch you. That's the four. That's the.
Okay, continuing. V'ashad amart medina u'medina. We're continuing back. Now that we said, state and state, ve'ir ve'ir, city and city, the drasha, that is coming to teach us a drasha, mishpacha mishpacha, in that pasuk it says family and family, lemayata. What is that coming to teach us? Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, lahavi mishpachot kehuna, u'leviyah, shemivadlin avodatan, ba'in lishma migra migila. Says to the Kohanim and the Leviim, who were supposed to do service in the Beit HaMikdash, that they leave their service in the Beit HaMikdash to come and listen to the migra migila. That they're also mevatel their service. And where it says, damar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kohanim avodatan, Leviim edu all of Am Yisrael, regardless of what service they're doing, they all have to be mevatel their service to come and listen to the Mikra Megillah. That's what it says, mishpacha u'mishpacha. Tanya Nameachi, says in the Brayta just like this, Kohanim avodatan levim educhanam v'yisrael v'amadan, kulan mevatlin avodatan uvain lishma mikra megillah. Exact same thing we just said in a Brayta. Mikan samchusha bet Rebbe, shemevatlin tamut Torah uvain lishma mikra megillah. This is what the house of Rebbe relied on, to say that we are going to stop our learning to go and listen to the mikra megillah. So the Gemara says, "Kal v'chomer ma'avoda." We learn how to kal v'chomer from the service of the Beit Hamikdash. Uma'avoda shi chamura mevatlinan. Just like the avoda, a service, is more chamur, is stricter than the learning of Torah, according to this Gemara. And we are mevatel our service to go to the Mikra Megillah, Talmud Torah lakoshken. So how much more so for when your person's learning Torah? You can't say, "Oh, I'm learning Torah, I'm not going to go listen to the Megillah."
So I'm saying it's a bitul Torah for a person to listen to just something regular when you can learn deeper. It's considered a bitul Torah. That's why it says mevatlin Torah
lishma mikra. Right, right. Ve'avoda chamura mitalmud Torah. The Gemara says, is the service of Beit HaMikdash more important or stricter than the learning of Torah? Ve'aketiv, what we said in the pasuk, Ve'yi ve'yot Yehoshua b'yiricho, ve'yisa ina ve'yar, ve'hinne ish omen le'inigdo, he saw the malach standing in front of him, and he bowed down, ve'yishtachu. So the Gemara says, how could he do this? You're not allowed to give. It's not really the halacha, but according to the Gemara, you're not allowed to give shalom to your friend at night time. Why? Where he's afraid maybe he's a demon, and you cannot give it's dangerous to give a shalom to a demon. She says shane hatam. Over there, it's different. Why was he allowed to do that? Because he said the malach said to him, "I'm an angel. I'm a messenger from Hashem." So Vedilma Mishakari, maybe he's lying. Gemirni de lo mafke Hashem Shemayin Levatala. We know that the demons do not say Hashem's name in vain, and so therefore it could not have been a demon because he said God's name. The Gemara says, Amar lo, emesh bitaltem tamid shel ben arba'im, ve'achshav bitaltem tamud Torah. So the angel came and told Yehoshua, you guys are fighting the wars and you're worrying and you're waiting at nights and wasting time. You didn't take the tamid shel ben arba'im, the sacrifice yesterday in the afternoon. And you're not learning Torah tonight either. You're mevatel tamud Torah. So he came when did the angel come? That night, when they were mevatel tamud Torah, they weren't learning Torah. So he came and told them, you're not allowed to do this. You have to learn Torah, tamud Torah, keneged kulam. So he says, Amar lo al ezemen bata. Yehoshua asked him, which one did you come for? Did you come because we missed the korban yesterday? You came because we didn't learn Torah tonight. Amar lo atabati. He says, I came for tonight because you didn't learn Torah. What do you see from this? The Talmud Torah is more important than the service. When it says, miyad v'yalan Yehoshua v'layla ahu, Yehoshua fell asleep. Betoch ha'emek, in the valley. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, melamed shelan be'umka shel halacha. That means he stopped what he was doing, and he fell asleep through the depth of the halacha that he was learning. Va'amar Rav Shemuel bar Unya, gadol Talmud Torah yoter mehakravat tamidin. Talmud Torah is greater than the sacrifice of tamidin. Sheneimar atabati, as the pasuk says, now I have come for now. So what do you see from all of this? All of this is saying that the Talmud Torah is more important than the service of Hashem, than the service of the Beit HaMikdash. So how can they say that the service is more important? When I said Lakasha, it's not difficult. Had Rabim, had Yachid. The difference is if it's Birabim or if it's only Biyachid. Meaning, if it's all of Am Yisrael, like in the case of Yehoshua, it was all of Am Yisrael, then the aspect of learning Torah is more important. Because all of Am Yisrael learning Torah, you have a Rabim over there, it's a very strong aspect of learning Torah. Whereas the Gemara is trying to say, if it's only an individual, let's say you have one individual learning Torah, you tell him, stop your learning and come listen to the Megillah. Because your one individuality of learning Torah is not as important as the Mikra Megillah, according to this part of the Gemara. But now the Gemara questions on that. What, an individual who learns Torah is not great? He's not as great as someone listening to the Megillah? The Gemara says, Ud Yachid Kal? Someone who's individual learning Torah is not so great, it's only soft. It's not so easy. It's not so strong. Ve'atanan, we have a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. We're going to get there in Mod Katan. Nashim b'mo'ed me'anot, aval lo metapchot. We know women, when someone passes away, so the women during the Chol HaMoed are allowed to, answer to the eulogies of mourning, but they cannot metapchot. They cannot like clap. They used to clap out of mourning, so they cannot do that far out of clapping out of mourning. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, im hayu simuchot l'mita metapchot, if they were close to their biers or their beds, they would be allowed to clap out of mourning. Right. If they're close to the bed, they were allowed to be, because it's such a strong morning, you're right there close to it, so even during Chol HaMoed, they would be allowed. But Rashi Chodashim, B'Chanukah V'Purim, Me'anot U'Metapchot B'Zeh U'Bazeh, if it's Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah and Purim, or Purim, you're allowed to you're allowed to do both the answering and the clapping, Aval, on any of the days, Aval Lo Mekonenot, but you cannot wail. You cannot wail, responsively. But he said the Chol HaMoed does not stop at Tamid Chacham, meaning if Tamid Chacham passes away, we do mourn for him. Kol sheken Chanukah u'Purim, and how much more so on Chanukah and Purim? If we're saying on Chol HaMoed, how much more so on Chanukah and Purim? What do you see from all of this? Talmud Torah, we're for the Tamid Chacham, we're mevatel, we're saying even on Chanukah and Purim, we're going to make eulogies, we're going to mourn for him. Clearly, Talmud Torah is more important. The Gemara says, Kvod Torah ka'amart, are you talking about the honor of Torah? Kvod Torah de'achid chamur. Talmud Torah de'achid kal. The honor of Torah of an individual is extremely important. The Talmud, one individual Talmud Chacham is extremely important. But the one individual learning Torah, the Gemara is trying to say, is not as important as Mikra Megillah, is not as important. Amar Rava, Pshita li avodah mikra megillah adif. He says it's very simple to me that if you have service and reading of Megillah, that the reading of Megillah is better. Midi Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, from the words of Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Talmud Torah or mikra megillah, if you have learning Torah or listening to Megillah, mikra megillah adif, then mikra megillah is better. Why? Midi samchu shal Beit Rebbe, because the house of Beit Rebbe relied to go and mevatel their Torah to go listen to the Megillah. Talmud Torah umet mitzvah, if you have learning of Torah or taking a dead person, you have a mitzvah to take the dead person to the burial, met mitzvah adif, the burial is more important. Midatanya, as the Baraita says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah lehotzat med lachnasat kala. We mevatel Torah in order to go and bury the dead if there's nobody else who will do it, or in order to go and escort the bride if there's nobody else who will do it. But if there are other people, obviously it's mitzvah she'efshar la'asot al-yedei acharim, then you can continue learning Torah. People like to learn out from this line that you see that mesameh chatan and kala is more important than learning Torah. Again, you have to understand what mesameh chatan and kala means.
Yeah.
You know, people think if I just go to the wedding, eat at the wedding, I'm mesameh chatan and kala. You're mesameh your beten, you're mesameh your stomach, but you're not mesameh the chatan and kala. You have to find what makes the chatan and kala the happiest.
They're happy to see you.
Okay, it's not always the case. It's not always the case. Sometimes they invite you because they feel bad, and then we just go and we eat and we leave. I know a lot of people do this. They go to the wedding, they eat and they leave. You tell them, you're not allowed to do that. They're inviting you to the wedding. You have to go and mesameach the chatan and kala. So go and dance with them 1 minute. Even 1 minute, go and mesameach them. So you give them a hug, something. You give them a mesameach. So then the Gemara continues. Avodah umet mitzvah, met mitzvah adiv. If you have a service and the met mitzvah, you take the dead person, the met mitzvah is better. Mile achoto vilachato. As the pasuk says, vilachato. Where do we learn that out from? It's talking about a nazir, the Tanya. Vilachato matamun lomar. What does it mean that they cannot mitame them to their sister? So what is that referring to? If a nazir was going to slaughter his Pesach offering, to Brit Milah his son, and he heard that one of his family members, Lo Aleinu, passed away, can he become tameh to them? Amar lo itameh. You said he should not become tameh. Is it possible that just like he doesn't become tameh to his sister, he cannot become tameh to a met mitzvah to take the person who doesn't have a burial to take them out to be buried? That only for the sister. They can't become tameh the nazir for their sister, but they can become tameh if somebody does not have a proper burial and they're taking them out
obviously
to bury.
Somebody else to take care of his sister,
right?
So it's not a met mitzvah.
Exactly. Ba'er Rava, mikra megillah u met mitzvah. Hey, minayu adif. If you have mikra megillah and met mitzvah, which one is better? Mikra megillah adif mishum pirsumei nisah. Mikra megillah is better because of the publicizing of the miracle. Or dilma met mitzvah adif mishum kvod abriot. Or maybe the person who passed away is more important because you have kvod abriot, the honor of the people, to make sure that you take care of the person. The Gemara says, "Batid vaya hadar pasha." After he asked the question, he went back and answered the question. Med mitzvah adif, the amar more. The med mitzvah is more important. Why? Because Master said, "Gadol kvod habriot shedochet lo taseh shabat Torah." That the kvod habriot, the honor of the people to make sure that they are properly honored, is more important. That it even is doche a negative commandment in the Torah. Right?
But the nazir that is not allowed to be metameh, but the met mitzvah.
Right. There's a Gemara in Brachot that explains that this line is actually referring to the line of, not to go against the words of the rabbis. It's a negative commandment to go against the words of the rabbis. And they say, really, so any derabanan, essentially. So we learn out from that, that if there is any derabanan, that if you have a kvod habriot, a word docheoto, because it's derabanan. So what do I mean by that? Like Rav Avadia says, if a person needs to use toilet paper, let's say on Shabbat, there's no ripped toilet paper, there's no wipes, there's no tissues, nothing available. He says, Kavod habriot dochet lo taseh shabbat Torah, that you would be allowed to, we do it b'shinoi, we would be shinoi, off the lines, rip the toilet paper, so you're only making it derabanan, and it's kavod habriot, because the person, that's the honor of the person, so therefore it would be mutar in that instance.
Abenu, zelo kavod amet, ma'adif, kavod habriot or kavod amet?
Hakavana kvod abriot le kvod amet, meaning you take out the dead person. That's what it means by kvod abriot.
No, but what
is more important? We respect the dead or we respect the abriot? The most important is the dead person.
Let's
finish the last few lines. Last few lines. Gufa. The Gemara says we go back to the original topic. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, krach v'kol samuch lo v'kol nirei imon nidon kekrach. If you have a city or a village and anything near it and anything that's seen with it within it, it's considered like that city with regards to the mikra megillah. So the Gemara says Tana samuch af v'bishay no nireh. If it's close, even though you cannot see it within the city or near the city, or if it's it's seen with the city but it's not close. So the Gemara says bishlama nireh afal bishenu samuch mashkachala. It makes sense to say that you see it even though it's not close. How do we find that? Kigon de yatva berosh ahar. If it's sitting at the top of the mountain, So it's not so close, but you can see it because it's very high up. So that would be included as well. But ela samocha v'sheino nireh hechi mashkachala. But something that's close, even though you cannot see it, how do you find that? How do you find a city that's close to another city, but you can't see the second city?
Lower than the other city.
Okay, very good. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yoshevet ben Nachal, that it's sitting within a valley, within a lower deep ground, so you can't necessarily see it, but it is very close to where the original city is. And therefore, it would have the same status as the original city for the Mikra Megillah. I'll stop there for final questions.